If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 7. Amen. Revelation chapter number 7. The Bible says in verse 1, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. For the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. For the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. For the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. For the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. For the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. For the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders said unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and which came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light upon them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Looking for revival. As we see this tonight, and we see it begin to play out, we see all the things as the Bible talks about after these things. He's talking about after those things had come up in the end. He said there's some things that's going to happen in this world that curl your hair. Amen. There's some things going to happen that's going to get this world's attention. There's some things that's going to happen. Amen. God Almighty, He's going to pour out His wrath upon sin. I want to say we still serve a sin-hating God, but I'm glad it's that same God that hates sin. Praise God. He still loves sinners.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I serve a God that still loves sinners. Amen. Praise God. He still loves us and cares for us. And you know the story. You know how these things begin to play out as these seals of the book of Revelation open, and things begin to wax worse and worse. The pestilence and the famine that come on the world. And he said, but after these things, I'm glad, praise God, tonight that after these things that happen in this world, these things that we deal with day by day, after these things, praise God, we can still have revival.
Yeah.
Amen. We can still have a stirring of God. Praise His holy name. We can still have conversions. Amen. Conversions always possible. It's always a possibility. We can have people conversion taking place in hearts, converted from their way to God's way. Amen. I thank God for conversion, don't you? Amen. I believe without conversion, they don't have much of a change. I think when God saves you, He'll take you out of something, put you in something else. There's a lot of people today say, well, preacher, if I get saved, look what I'll have to give up. Praise God. No, look, if you get saved, look how could you get? And God will load your cart, praise God, don't flow it. If you'll come looking for the good things of God, and praise God, if you'll come looking for a stirring revival down your soul, God will revive you, praise God. He'll stir you from the inside out. It'll come out on you. People will see it. Amen. Praise, I'm talking about something down inside. Hey, listen, praise God, I'm glad I serve a God who can. Amen. When I get down and get the mully grub, you say, preacher, you ever get like that? Just about every day. Amen. I'm just being honest. Just about every day. I praise God, old devil's nymph, this old flesh I live in come by and try to discourage me. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a God, amen, that can. I've got a God that come by, praise God, and He converts my heart. He takes me where I am in that moment, praise God, and puts me in a better place. Puts me in a better state of mind, a better frame of mind, a better attitude, praise God. I can just lift up my hand and say, glory be to God, He did it again. Amen. I'm talking about looking for revival. I'm talking about looking for a stirring from God. Amen. Yeah, well, preacher, I just don't know. I won't say glory to God tonight. Revival is always possible with God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it didn't matter how deep in sin the little nation of Israel got. God always give them a space for revival. Amen. He always give them a space for no matter how bad it got. Amen. He always give them a place for revival. Praise God. For a place where they could come. And I will say this, and I believe some of the greatest revivals that we've ever seen are ahead of us. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know. It just seems like revival ain't what it used to be. Praise God. I will say the greatest revival that we've ever seen is ahead of us. The greatest revival, praise, we'll ever have is ahead of us. We haven't seen it yet. You know what? I've seen some good revivals. I've been in some good revivals. I've seen some great meetings. But I'm telling you what, young'uns, one day in a little while, are we going to cut loose in a revival, praise God, that's out of this world.
Amen.
All the hindrances be gone. Before we get there, praise God, we've got to realize there's some things that need to be done. Now what we see taking place here was in a time of tribulation, a time of Jacob's troubles, a time of hardship. But when hardships come, what do God's people do? They come together. God's people come together with the help of an almighty God. They got the list. We get to listening for God and the mighty hands of God. He begins to gather us up, some over here and some over there. And He brings us together, praise God, in right manner and in order, praise God. And He begins to do a work in our hearts. And before you know it, amen, He turns the Holy Ghost loose. And we have a Holy Ghost spell. And we get beside ourselves. Hey, listen, I don't know about you. I still like them old Holy Ghost spells. It didn't hurt my heart at all when old gray-headed ladies, grannies and mamas would jump up, amen, and praise God real good and big. Amen. That didn't hurt me when I was a little old young. That didn't scare me. Amen. Glory to God. I still remember it today. Amen. I still remember when my granddaddy raised that old white handkerchief, sling it or get it by one corner, praise God. Sling it around and around his head, praise God. And jump up and down, go back through the aisle and say, glory to God, we got hope, amen. Hey, I never forget it. Brother Luke, he'd take, he's my brother now, you know, I like that. I say it all the time. Sometimes I caught myself the other day, I was thinking about him, I said, Brother Luke, amen. Praise God. Amen, he's my brother. But I can remember old Papa swinging that thing, praise God, and saying, glory be to God. They got hope. He'd always say, Brother Jeff, he'd look back across the congregation. Amen. It didn't matter how hot hell was. It didn't matter how hard he was preaching. He'd say, God bless your sweetheart. Amen. Glory be to God. Something down inside him. Amen. There was a spirit revival stirring in him, and he was trying to get it turned loose. He was trying to get to a place, praise God, where everybody could get in on it.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, this thing ain't to be done in a corner. It ain't to be done by ourselves. But praise God, He said it's for everybody to get in on. Bible says, here's, I got to look at this. I got to see in these tribes. These 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. We see what's that. There's a lot here and here, a lot more than I could ever preach out tonight. But I got to look at this thinking about during this tribulation period, they got to seeking God's face. And God Almighty sent a sealer along. He sent a sealer, praise God, before it got more than they could handle. He said, hey, hold on a minute. He stopped the presses. Said, hold on till I can get those sealed that need to be sealed. Amen. I want to say, I want to pause here a minute tonight and say, thank God, I'm sealed, praise God. I'm sealed to the day of redemption, praise God. Bought by a price, sealed by the blood. Bless His holy name. Names written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God in the indelible ink of the Lord Jesus Christ's blood. Amen. It's the blood by which I'm saved tonight. Amen. Praise God, if you're saved, if you've been born again, you've been born by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your Savior. Praise God when the devil assails you. Hey, don't think about yourself. Don't think of, ain't no thought what you'll say. The Bible said, He said, praise God. He said, just plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The blood makes a difference. The blood clears and cleans us, praise God, from all iniquity. Amen. Changes us from the inside out. But we see these 12 tribes as they begin together. And we know that there's one that's been placed here, and there's been some substitution because of things that happened in the nation of Israel. And it's too much to try to preach tonight. But we see these 12 tribes as they lay them out there. Now the world would tell us tonight that there's 10 tribes out there, that they don't know who they are or where they're at. But I want to say, hey, they may know, they may not, but He does. They know just exactly. But we was talking to a little old Jewish person, a girl, and some family members over there in that little nation of Israel. Me and Teresa's over there years ago, and every one of them Jews, I said, well, about them lost tribes, and they said, what are you talking about lost tribes? We know where we're at. We know who we are, and we know where we need to be. Amen. They know. We may not know, but they know, and God knows, praise God. And when trouble sometimes coming, and praise God, they get to crying out to God. They get to seeking the face of an almighty God. The Bible said something's going to take place over there, and they're going to be calling people. What are you talking about? I'm going to be going to gather some from over here and some from over there. Ain't that what He wants to do today? He wants to gather some here and some there and pull them together, praise God, to begin praise God for His glory so we meet the power of God one more time. Yes. Amen. Amen. From a Holy Ghost revival. We'll have it when we get to looking for it. Amen. Things get difficult in your life. You get tired of the same mundane life that you're living, praise God. We get stirred up with spirit of revival. We have revival. Amen. I don't know about you. I've kind of got a spirit of revival in my soul. Amen. I thank God for what God's doing for me. Praise the Lord. I don't know what's happening here. I told Brother Kevin today, I ain't ever been bombarded so much in my life. People wanting to get in here, come see us. Amen. It ain't us. Amen. It's the one that's got us. Hey man, every day we're getting two and three, sometimes four missionaries getting on our site and wanting to come visit, wanting to share work, wanting to be. Fella, they said, I just want to come be with you. Amen. Praise God, gathering them, seeing, praise God. He said they knew what was going on. Praise God, there was some family members are missing, and they said, glory to God, it's time to gather in the household. Amen. Holy Ghost revival. The Bible says here that there's going to be 144,000. Amen. It's going to be gathered in, sealed. Amen. With the seal of God. Amen. He says that seal will be saying, verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Amen. He said they're going to call out 144,000. Amen. They're going to be Jewish men, praise God, consecrated to God, full of the Holy Ghost of God. The Bible said, when he that led it will let, taken out of the way, when this thing takes off, and the Spirit of God drawed out of here, and the world turned over to wickedness and sin and vileness like we've never had before. You said, preacher, you think it's going to get that bad? It's going to get worse than that. Amen. If we had time to go through these seals, if you go back in Revelation 6 and read through these seals, you'll see these things begin to play out. You'll see the white horse at false peace. You'll see the power begin to give and the authority he begins to take. You'll begin to see the bloodshed and the war and the famine and the contamination and the disaster. And you'll begin to see things playing out right before your eyes through verse 7, through verse 8. When death comes on the scene, death and hell, praise God, will be right here in this world. You think this world's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. Death and hell is going to encamp here. Death and hell is going to be all around this place. Amen. So, a preacher, that's discouraging. No, this is an encouraging message tonight. Just hold on just a minute, and you'll see why. See, they're gathering. He said, hold on, before all this takes place, before that last seventh seal, praise God, which will initiate the first trumpet, glory God. He said, we got to hold on a minute. We got to stop the presses. He said, I've got to do some sealing, praise God. He said, I've heard some prayer bells are ringing in glory, and there's some things are happening over there in a little place called Israel. And said, I've got to go down there. And there's some Jewish men, praise God, that's been doing things for God. They've been looking for God, praise God, and I'm going to seal them with power of God to preach the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they're going to be, I'm talking about 144,000 Holy Ghost filled preachers of God. Amen. Praise God, be meetings like we ain't ever seen. Amen. They're going to be preaching the kingdom of God. Amen. Preaching the King God, 144 preachers, 12,000 out of each tribe will be preaching the gospel. I mean preaching just as hard as they can preach. The gospel, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of an almighty God looking for a Savior. Amen. But praise God, I'm looking for revival. We're not going to be left out. Amen, because me and you are already going to be over in glory. Amen. Praise God, we're going to graduate out of here before this all starts. We're going out of here with a trumpet and a shout. Amen. We're going out of here with a trumpet and a shout. We're going to be in the presence of the Lord, giving God praise and glory every day.
Amen.
Well, all day, because there's only one day. Amen. We'll be in an endless day with a perfect God in a perfect place. We'll be shouting and praising, but a merciful God, amen, he's going to move upon the scene. Verse 9, he said, and after this, after the selling, amen, after the feeling, after the preaching, praise God. I like it when it comes together like that. And glory to God. Something begins to happen in the souls of men, women, boys, and girls. And they get the can't help it. And they get the looking for more. And when they get the looking, they find. And a spirit of revival moves in their hearts. And it stirs them, praise God, beyond themselves. Amen. I don't know about you, I like it when I get stirred beyond myself. Amen. I get way out there in glory land somewhere. Amen. Brother Billy, when I come to myself, I wonder, boy, how'd I get way over here? That's why Teresa won't let me drive when I come to church. I get to thinking about preaching. Sometimes I don't even know how I got here. Amen. She said, you let me drive because you're not here. Amen. I said, that's all right, praise God. I'm with the Lord. My Lord will drive for me. Amen. Praise God. When I can't, when I won't, he can. Amen. He does a good job. We talk about after this great tribulation when these things, praise God, we're going to see Gentiles saved. Amen. We're going to see a great multitude which no man can number of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues. It stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Amen. You say, preacher, how'd they get in? Holy Ghost revival come to where they was at. That's how any man will get in. A reviving of the heart, a renewing of the spirit, praise God. That's the only way we're saved.
Amen.
Listen to me tonight. Mama can't pray you in. Daddy can't pray you in. Mama and Papa can't pray you in. They can't be good enough to get you in. Because they won't get in that way either. They have to be born. You have to be born again by the Spirit of God. We're birthed in family of God by the Word of God and by the truth, by the truth and by the Spirit. That's how we're saved. Because we hear the Word, we believe the Word, we accept the Word, we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did on Calvary, and thereby we are saved.
Amen.
Amen. That blood of Calvary, praise God, that blood of Jesus was put upon us to cleanse us of our sins.
Yes,
amen. Our sin, when they nailed Jesus to the cross, they wasn't just nailing God's Son or God the Son to the cross. Brother Rex, they was nailing my sins to the cross. Amen? When Jesus was nailed, when they took him old rusty spike nails and drove him into his hands and his feet, praise God, they was driving them in, they were nailing our sins, mine and yours, to the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ, our Savior, glory be to God, somebody ought to shout. He was taking our sin, he took our sin upon himself. He that knew no sin became your sin. They nailed it to the cross. Amen. Holy Ghost revival begins to stir in the hearts of God's people. Amen. Great tribulation sets in, but Holy Spirit revival stirs. The Bible says, in a cry with, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. How could anybody be this enthusiastic after what they had went through because of the blood of the Lamb? Amen. Praise God. When they were there, when they were martyred, whatever they went through, praise God, they went through it with the realization, praise God, that they were looking for revival. A stirring down her soul. So what happened? God sent revival. Amen. These 144,000 preaching the gospel, a kingdom, praise God, a kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen. Glory to God. And they got to realizing that if they'd just get out of the way and they'd make a way, that the way would come and the way would be that would endear their hearts and draw them out of where they were to the place that they needed to be so that they could praise God one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they begin to see, begin to seek, and begin to look for God. Amen. Holy Ghost revival began to come. The presence of God showed up. The nuisance was taken out of the way. Amen. I said the nuisance is taken out of the way. He's a nuisance in this world. Something that hinders us. Something that don't like us to come worship God. Something that comes between us and our Heavenly Father. And his name is Satan, the devil, and the old deceiver of men. Amen. He's apt to show up any time. Amen. In the time of Job, Bible said he presented himself unto God the Father. God the Father asked him what he is up to. God already knows what the devil is up to. God's always knowed what the devil was up to. Amen. Don't you think for one second that God don't know what the devils are doing. Amen. The only thing he can do is what God allows him to do. Amen. We go through a lot of things in this world, praise God, because God allows it to take place because we live in an old sin-cursed world. And if he let this thing be perfect and spotless without blemish and everything was perfect all the time, amen, we'd never seek anything any better. Hello? Amen? We'd never look for anything any better if this was, we'd get saved and everything be perfect. But I'm glad it ain't. Amen? Because it ain't going to be perfect. I've got a great expectation of a perfect place one day in a perfect while. When God's ready. But I got to thinking about this over in Revelation chapter number 12. The Bible says one day God's going to get tired of this mess. He's going to get fed up with the devil and the demon and the accuser of the brethren. One day he's going to rise up and he said, I've had enough. The Bible says in Revelation chapter number 12, verse number 7, he said, there was a war in heaven. Amen. There was a war in heaven. And Michael. Now Michael is the one that always stands for the nation of Israel. Amen. Said, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. They come together. One of mine is one of these days the heavens is going to clash like you've never heard a clash before. He's going to be a ruckus up there like the world's never known. When the angels of heaven and the angels of the devil and angels of the devil come together, praise God, they're going to be, you talk about a clash of the titans. There's going to be a clash, praise God, like the world, like the universe has never ever known. Amen. Praise God. But he said, and prevailed not, talking about the devil. the dragon, he said, it prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Amen. I praise God. I tell you what I'm looking for, Brother Junior. I'm looking for revival. I praise God. I'm looking for a Holy Ghost stirring up in the portals of glory. One day in a little while, when I'm released from this old life down here, and I'm carried up into yonder glory, into the splendor, into the presence of my Savior, when I come before Him, into the throne of grace, and there's so many places that I've never seen. There's so many places I long to look into, praise God, but what I'm looking for is a stirring of revival down in my soul when the devil's taken and he's cast off the scene, he's cast away, hey glory, he's cast away from that place, he'll never be allowed to come around, he'll never be allowed to enter in, he'll never be allowed to accuse the brother no more.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. He said then, praise the Lord, that Holy Ghost revival, Brother Chris, I'm looking for. I'm going to be in the midst of it. Amen. We're going to be right in the middle of a Holy Ghost revival like we've never seen before. Amen. The Bible says those that come out of great tribulation, they come out praising God. They're having white on white robes. Because they made them white in the blood of the Lamb, praise God. They were looking for a hope, praise God. They was looking for what them old boys was preaching. Thy kingdom come, praise God. Thy will be done, amen, on heaven as it is on earth, praise God. And they got to praying and a looking, and they was looking to see, and they saw an almighty hand of God move upon them, and He brought them out of that mess. Amen. It's what God longs to do tonight. Amen. We come looking for a revival, praise God. He comes looking to bring us out. Take us out of that mess. Take us to a place where we'll have a stirring in our hearts like we've never had before. I'm talking about something that's real. Amen. Hey, listen, when that happens, there's nothing we'll have to overcome when we get over there. Amen. I said there's nothing we'll have to overcome when we get over there. Now, today in body, this old body we live in, we get up on Sunday morning, we have to overcome this old flesh just to get up and get dressed, come church.
Amen.
Amen. We have to get up and overcome the obstacles we face with our lives and our families, our home and our cars and everything else. Amen. Just to get to the presence of God. Amen. And all the while you're trying to work through these obstacles. Amen. You know, you're thinking, boy, it's been a tough week. Whole flesh and the devil, they've just beat on me till I feel like a punching bag. Why can't all this just leave me alone this one day? Boy, I'd like to go down to the house of God, just the Holy Ghost stirring upon my soul. But I want to say, youngins, one day in a little while, I just keep a looking for it. Keep a looking for a Holy Ghost stirring revival, praise God. For one day in a little while, the devil and all the elements, all the things of this world that so easily beset us will be taken out of the way, praise God. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness out of their way and out of our sight, praise God, so we can worship God.
Amen.
You think about it. Boy, what a day that's going to be. Amen. You won't have to, you know, you go to pray, you talk to God, you try to worship God, you try to give God glory, and there's 100 million things that run through your mind and interrupt you. Amen? There's 100 things. There's 100 things, the old devil and his flesh around. Boy, you know, instead of sitting here praying, you could be doing this and this and this. Does the old devil and his flesh do that to anybody but me? Amen? Say, well, you've been sitting here praying, talking to God, and reading your Bible for 3 hours. You know what you could have got done? He does me all the time. Well, you know what you could be getting done? Don't you think you ought to get up here and go visit somebody? Amen. You know what? Sometimes we just got to stop. The Bible said just be still. See the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes that's what He told Moses. Amen. They was standing there against one of the greatest. I mean, they was come up hard against the Red Sea on this side. Pharaoh's army is on this side. And they was coming along at a pretty good click. And Moses, well, the people said, now look what you've done, Moses. Did you bring us out here to die? And praise God. But God said, listen, Moses, I hear the groanings of the people. He said, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometime, youngins, if we're looking for revival, we just got to stand. And steal and see the power of God. Amen. I'm starting to learn that. You say, preacher, you've been in this pretty good while. I know it, and I'm just now starting to learn that, Brother Junior. I'm starting to realize, praise God, sometimes, Brother Chris, I just got to stop and listen to God. Amen. I'm not geared that way. I'm geared to going and thinking, and Lord, show me as I go. Amen. Head me off at the pies, Lord. Amen. Show me the next turn while I'm in the car and drive, praise God, with the hammer down. Amen. But sometimes I think we just got to stop. We got to stop and just listen to and see the look and see the salvation of the Lord. See the power of God on our lives. Listen to what God wants to do. See what God wants to do. Amen. We've got people all around us that's dying and going to hell lost without God. Amen? And I don't know about you, but I need all the help I can get. Amen? I'm looking for revival. That's what I'm looking for. I've come to a point in my mind that every day I'm looking for a revival, for a renewing in my soul. Something new, something fresh every day. How about you? Amen? If we come looking for it, he said we'll find it. He said, especially if we'll seek it early. You know what he's talking about? He said, seek it before we get too discouraged, before we get so frustrated and aggravated that we want to just give up and quit. Amen? He said, seek it early, praise God, why it'd be found. Praise God. He said, there was a place, no more place made for the devil in heaven. There'll come a place where we can have a spirit of revival that'll never be interrupted. The Bible says in verse 9 of Revelation 12, and the great dragon was cast out. I'm about out away from heaven, out away from the presence of God, out away from things that disturb. And that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard of a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God. Day and night, he never lets up. He never gives up. Praise God. He's always accusing. But praise God, one day, youngins, I just keep a looking up, keep a looking for revival. Because one day in a little while, we'll be in a place of the purest revival. Praise God, if there's ever been, the world will tell you now, you can't have revival. The world will tell you now, you might as well give up on that. That revival's not possible no more like we used to see it. I want to say on the authority of the Word of God, ain't going to be a Holy Ghost reviving. Like we've never saw before. Amen. Say, Pastor, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to put in our heads tonight, down into our hearts this evening. Praise God, there's a God of heaven that loves us. And he wants to stir in us. He wants to give us a spirit of revival. He wants to be revitalized. He wants to be revived and restored, praise God, into a presence and a state of mind and a state of body and a state of heart, praise God, like we've never had before. Amen. We're seeing it. I don't know about you. God's helping me. Amen. Every time he gives me something for you, he gives something for me. Amen? And I usually get two or three doses of it before you ever get it. Amen? Praise God. But it's good. And it stirs inside of me. And it makes me just want the more. Amen? I just can't get enough. Can't get enough of my Lord. Can't get enough of His Word. Amen? I just feed upon it. Every time I get to thinking about it, boy, I tell you, glory to God, this is good. Me and somebody was talking about this morning. I don't remember who it was now. Talking about listening to, I believe Robert, listening to Alexander Scorby read the Bible. Get on a CD or whatever, get in the car and listen to him as you're going down the road. Amen? Get you a copy of that. Put it in your CD player and listen to him read the Bible as you're driving around. I tell you, it opens up all new avenues. You read it for yourself and you know you're focusing on the reading and the looking. But when you just sit back and you just listen. I tell you what, he's read that and I've got God just poured out nuggets to me that I've never even seen before. And all he's doing is reading the Bible. Word for word, the King James Bible, just reading it to me. And boy, God just disturbed. You know what he's doing? He's feeding my soul. He's reviving my spirit. He's just pouring out. And he said if we had just take his word, receive his word unto ourselves, that he would stir in our hearts, he'd revive our souls. Amen? You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about looking for revival. When you get to looking for it, you'll find it all over the place. Amen? You'll find it all over. You'll find it in people. You'll find it in places. You'll find it in God. It'll just be everywhere you look. A spirit of revival. The Bible says, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until the death. You know what they did? He said they overcome all their adversaries by God Almighty through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. When we put our faith and our trust in the Lord, he is our place of victory tonight. Amen. As Brother Rex says, in this place of safety, this place is a place where we can come and feel safe. Amen. From the obstacles of the world. That's what we do when we come to the Lord. They overcome that blood of the Lamb. They were cleansed by the blood. We're kept by the blood. We're the Lord of God, the Lord God of heaven. He's there with us. And he's there to send us as a Holy Ghost revival if we come looking for it. If you come looking for it, you'll find it. Amen? And the sooner you begin to look for it, the quicker you'll find it. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'd like to have a Holy Ghost revival. I'd like to see every one of you just shouting your shoe soles off. Amen? Amen? I'd like to see every one of us, pray God, just praising the Lord. But let me ask you a question tonight. Why don't we? When we come back, we come in here, what's holding us back? Who? Self. The only person that's keeping us from worshiping, the only person keeping you from worshiping God is you. Amen? Hey, don't hold back on my account. Pray God, Brother Junior, if you want to shout and praise God, go ahead. I'll help you. Amen? Brother Robert, if you want to say glory to God and cry a while, praise God, I'll help you. Amen. Listen, let's not grieve the Holy Ghost to God that we grieve Him away. Let's look for a spirit of revival. Let's look to be revived. Amen. And God will begin to revive. Look, when we begin to look for revival, revival will show up. It'll show up in you, and in you, and you, and you, and you. And next thing you know, praise God, we'll get to Kate Heppitz and we won't care. Amen. We'll begin to praise God when we come looking for revival. Listen, young and old, there's a revival coming up in the days ahead that's out of this world. And we might as well be preparing, practicing up for that revival that we're going to get in on that day. Amen. Hey, listen, there ain't no going to be no big eyes or little U's, praise God. Everybody's going to fall on our face. Amen. The Bible says he said that the angels and the elders and those that's been saved out of tribulation, those that's been washed in the blood, those that got on robes of righteousness, all of us said we're all going to fall down together. Amen. And worship God. Amen. We might as well just do it now. Praise God. Be a good time to practice while we can. Amen. Praise God. And do it for the glory of God. I'm talking about looking for revival. And when we look for revival, we'll find it. And praise God, I want to say it's time to find it now. Seek it early. Seek it now. Seek it in your life. Amen. Seek it in my life.